Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and this is our year in review, globally, nationally, and locally. Well, locally, let's start with that. Obviously, hurricanes were the big issue this year. We survived the storms, and we are still recovering, but we are Florida strong. We had so much going on with the Trop and the Rays. That was the second big story of the year. And probably the third big story is the food scarcity and homeless issue in Pinellas County. So if there were three top stories, those were the three top stories as far as bad news. But there was good news, too. There were so many first responders and everyday heroes who have stepped up to help those in need, everything from the good deeds doers and the nonprofits to the incredible, incredible resources and responses, City of St. Pete, County of Pinellas, and FEMA helped with. Nationally, the eclipse, the Olympics, the gold, the wins, those were some wonderful, wonderful things that have happened. There have been Caitlin Clark, Iowa's triumphant basketball star, and the new women's NBA, incredible, good news. In the photo finish, Mystic Dan won the Kentucky Derby in Louisville. There were pygmy hippos. I'd love to see a pygmy hippie. That would be fun. Pygmy hippos captivated America, and so did the crazy little puppies that were dyed as pandas. There were sad stories. Remember the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Sad stories about immigration, shootings and tornadoes, the attempted assassination of candidate Trump, now the president-elect Donald Trump, and Kamala Harris stepping in for Joe Biden. Surprisingly, also another story that captivated our attention this year. The fires, the floods, the earthquakes, and the storms. Well, climate change is a real thing, folks, and that is certainly one of the most incredible things. Internationally, the conflicts in Israel and Gaza, Ukraine and Russia, and in Syria, the fall of a tyrant and his transfer to Russia, of course, has our attention, as do the end of the year crashes in South Korea and the terrible downing of the plane. Full moons and minus tides are here with us now. What were we really worried about in 2024? We are worried. 43% of Americans, the American Psychiatric Association, says our anxiety levels are up. It's in part social media, it's in part election, it's in part climate change. But AI is a big, big thing. 75% of Americans fear that it will take their jobs, according to the Gallup poll. 39% are afraid that it will wipe out humanity, yet 44% use it regularly. How do we chill out? 47% said they napping was their top way to unwind, according to one poll. So late night phone habits hurt our sleep quality. That was a big issue. Society has changed this year. The numbers are in. We're less heterosexual. Nearly 8% now identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or queer, up from 6% in 2020 and 4% in 2012. And we've become less open to immigrants, sadly. 55% want to see the number of legal and illegal alien arrivals reduce, and that's the highest since 2001. As far as who we fought for America's woes, we're not going to go there. There's a lot of fault to be shared with everyone. Podcasts. It's the year of podcasts. And boy, we know this at Radio St. Pete, but it's also the years of the bros. If you haven't been, you know, just as Rush Limbaugh was once the dominant guy, Joe Rogan is it. Also, it's the year of gaming and addictive amusements. Call of Duty, the age of Fortnite. These games are not as fun as they used to be, and Candy Crush may be just the call to action for those who feel that Fortnite, Call of Duty, and other popular games no longer delight and surprise us. We lost a lot of people in 2024. On stage and screen, Norman Jewison, who directed The Heat of the Night, Cheetah Rivera, Broadway icon of West Side Story, Carl Weathers, ex-linebacker, who was in Rocky and Predator, Richard Lewis, the acerbic stand-up comic, and, you know, we just loved him. Louis Gossett Jr., the first black performer to win a Best Supporting Actor. Donald Sutherland, a shapeshifter in everything from MASH to The Hunger Games. Shelley Duvall, who captivated us in The Shining. Shannon Doherty, the bad girl who starred as Beverly Walsh in the teen drama Beverly Hills 90210 and Change America's Teens Forever. Oh, and the best, Bob Newhart. The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, famously on Sheldon in the sitcom. Gina Rollins, actress, wife of John Cassavetes, the director. John Amos, NFL player turned actor, who was on Good Times and Roots. The voice of Darth Vader, James Earl Jones, and also Mufasa and the Lion King. A terrible EGOT loss to us. Maggie Smith, the grand dame of theater, Downton Abbey and Harry Potter, and Terry Garr. We loved her in Tootsie and Young Frankenstein. Media and publishing also saw a number of those. We want to say farewell to one more time Charles Osgood, the award-winning newsman who anchored CBS Sunday Morning for 22 years, Bob Edwards, radio broadcaster and host of NPR Mornings Edition, Terry Anderson, the AP journalist who spent 6 years in prison by Hezbollah militants during Lebanon's Civil War. Alice Munro, the famous Nobel laureate whose short stories helped us find meaning in everyday life. Morgan Spurlock, Supersize, the director who made this incredible documentary. And Ruth Westheimer, the feisty little therapist who will never be forgotten. Richard Simmons, the Pied Piper of Pounds. Passed on July 13th, and Lou Dobbs, the Fox News host, Phil Donahue, broadcaster, The Phil Donahue Show, and beloved husband of Margot Thomas, and Arthur Frommer, who helped us travel the world. In science, we lost some greats as well. Roger Guilleman, the Nobel winning prize neuroscientist who helped develop birth control pills. Daniel Kahneman, the psychologist whose groundbreaking research on decision-making and behavioral economics. Peter Higgs, the Nobel physicist who predicted the Higgs boson, also known as the God particle, and so many more. In business, Iris Apfel, the woman who became a model late in life and was pictured with Eilish glasses. She was an interior designer. Gerald Levin, the HBO visionary who led the AOL-Time Warner merger. And Susan Wojcicki died early at age 56, the Silicon Valley titan who led Google's massive ad business and headed YouTube. In politics, we lost Joe Lieberman, Democratic senator, became the first Jewish vice presidential nominee. James Lawson, the freedom writer who preached nonviolence and became Martin Luther King Jr.'s main strategist. And Ethel Kennedy, the matriarch who morphed into an activist after her husband, Robert F. Kennedy, was assassinated. That is just a few of the things that have happened this year as we have lost some of our greats. Let's move on to the Florida new laws. There are a total of 10 new laws that will take effect in 2025. Online protection for minors. The Florida law HB3 prohibits children under the age of 14 from becoming social media holders. You know, Australia has banned social media for under 16. So this is a trend that we hope will continue. Impeding, threatening, or harassing first responders, SB 184. Voter registration applications, HB 135, will change voter registration rules to allow some applicants to register without a party affiliation. Building regulations, the Florida Building Commission is updating the building code for replacement windows, doors, and garage doors. New rules for issuing permits and notices and setting timeframes. Medical treatment under the workers' compensation law. SB 360 increases limits on witness fees charged by certain witnesses and increases the maximum reimbursement allowances for physicians and surgical procedures. Protection of specified adults. This new law will provide protection for specified adults in Florida who are vulnerable to financial exploitation. That is someone 65 and older or someone is 18 or older. Dental insurance claims, SB 892, prevents health insurers from limiting how dentists are paid and from charging fees for ACH payments unless the dentist agrees. The Florida Uniform Fiduciary Income and Principal Act How money and assets are managed in trusts, life estates, and other term interests has been revised, and the public records investigations by the Department of Legal Affairs. This makes certain information about investigations into social media violations except from public record laws and the private activity bonds. This law will revise rules related to private activity bonds, and that includes final certificate of allocation, distribution, allocation pools, blah, blah, blah. You'll have to read more about that. Please go to the Florida website to read more about all of this. So for Radio St. Pete, this has been a review of 2024, a farewell to ICONS, and a roundup quickly of the new laws in 2025.